Proclamation number 8916 of 23rd of January, 1965. Love is all that God requires of mankind. Again and again I must give you the assurance that you stand in truth, if you just keep to my revelations from above, if you yourselves do not add own or foreign knowledge, where you cannot determine the origin. But you have the will to only represent truth, and so I also protect you from error. My spirit will introduce you to all truth. These words are always to be the guarantee for you that you move in right thinking, because I knew it, in which way my opponent proceeded, goes, against truth, and that I again and again had to go against the error, which he would put before you, as to correct the error, which he puts before you, to help you up. So you can accept everything unhesitatingly, and you need not fear to be misled again. If you now consider how simple my teaching of love was, how I demanded nothing else from you than only love towards me and towards the neighbor, how in the fulfillment of these my commandments everything would be promoted out of your soul, how you could overcome every passion, every vice through it, if you just lived in unselfish neighborly love, then you could very quickly have accomplished the change to your original being. And truly, no organization was necessary for this. Every person could accomplish this change for himself, and then people would also have come together as a matter of course, because they would have served each other and everyone would have made use of the abilities he possessed in order to make his fellow human being happy with them. But you are far from practicing this love of God and neighbor, and whether you come together in communities to fulfill outwardly duties, which were given to you humanly. When you fulfill them without love, you do not have the smallest profit from it for your soul, because I only demand love from you. I alone value the degree of love, with which you enter the kingdom on the other side after your death, because it was love, against which you transgressed and therefore fell into the deep. And so also love must help you again on the way up. You can only become happy through love and let yourselves be redeemed from your original sin through eternal love. And this is always ready for it. And when you now consider how little I demand of you, but that you are also not prepared to do this little, then you run the risk to again have to go the endless long course through creation, because your self-love still predominates, and this self-love is exactly opposed to my desire to be active in unselfish neighborly love. Everyone wants to achieve the greatest advantage for himself. To everyone his own lot is important, and he does not consider that he creates a far worse lot for himself in eternity, because I cannot act against my order from eternity. I can only prepare for everyone that lot, which he has chosen for himself. But his life is directed against my order from eternity, and therefore he must also take the consequences upon himself. But that man, as soon as he is active in love, will also know about all correlations. This is alien to him, and he could create this state for himself to gain correct knowledge about everything, he would no longer go blindly through earthly life. He can achieve all this through love, because love is a fire, which radiates light. Love is the divine in man, which again makes him to a divine creature, and which now also lets all abilities come to light in him, which lay hidden in him through lack of love. Why do you not seek to regain the light of knowledge? Why do you find it so difficult to live in love, which is your true element? Because you still stand under the influence of him who is without all love and therefore also wants to prevent you to reshape yourselves, and because you do not want to acknowledge the one who can free you from that power. call to him that he makes you free from that power, and he will truly help you. He will give you the power. He will strengthen your will so that you take the way up. But love is the first commandment, which you must fulfill, from which I can release no man, because only love leads back again to me, from whom you once came forth, went out. Amen.